District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
This is District 32 Business Radio, and I'm joined for the session today by John Hardy from Peak Consultancy. Welcome, John.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jennifer. Really
Thank
great.
Thank you. Thank yes. you very much. And today, I'm going to ask you simply, how do we get a grip on business?
That's a really great question. And I thought, if I can help businesses today with some principles for them to actually take away an idea or thought and put it into practice. And that's the power of change that we actually do in business. So what I'm going to do today is walk through four principles so they can actually get a grip on business. And that is growth, returns, investment, and people. And so I'm going to talk about each one of those as a principle and build up some dynamics around that.
Okay.
So they can then, as businesses know, mm-hmm. we like growth. We think growth is really important. But what I want to do today is not think about growth as that everlasting, eternal, increasing principle that everything is actually going to grow. But I'm actually asking you to think about a mindset mm-hmm. of growth and what you think, because your attitude will determine your altitude. And so when we don't have a growth mindset, it actually shrinks the altitude by which we can operate.
Okay.
And I see that happen with clients all the time. So I'm working with a retail business, and one of the challenges facing is his own struggle of his own self.
Mm-hmm.
So I've given him three things to do today. And the three key objectives for him to work on in this next month. And if he gets those three things happening, it will actually help him grow and resolve some of his issues that he's facing. So I'm actually dealing with not only principles of business, which are really important, but attitude mm-hmm. can actually slow us down. And he's been struggling a little bit with confidence.
Okay.
And so and confidence is a word that comes up a lot in dealing with business people.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, whether it's a mental growth or a spiritual growth or a business skills growth, or it's a finance skills or it's a sales growth. So one of my clients, the reason why I'm working with him, he said, John, I need help to understand my finances.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is put a bookkeeper around him
mm-hmm.
to actually help get the books right, so they're creating proper reporting. So he's gone to a finance skills development training opportunity
mm-hmm.
that there is resources around town, because he doesn't want to just kind of hope that the business is doing well.
No, of course not.
So he's created an awareness and he's signed up and done it. And I am so proud of him. And then another aspect we were dealing with was understanding marketing. And he's done well in digital marketing, but the organization he was working with was beginning to fail.
Okay.
So we put a couple of options around him. And as we wrestled through it, he understood what it was he wanted. So he upskilled himself and understood the outcomes he was doing. He was able to ask the deliverers, these are the outcomes I want. What will you do for that?
Okay.
So he'd grown uh-huh. in his ability to understand, because this is what we as business owners need to do. We have got to grow.
Yes.
We can't take the business any further than what we have the ability to take it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's your business. That is your business.
That's right. So if we are not yep. growing, we're actually stagnating mm. and we're actually declining, because it's the second law of thermodynamics. Everything decreases.
Really?
Everything. Everything decreases. So what I'm saying is I do want you to grow with profit. That's really, we want to see that.
Yes.
But though that is an outcome of having attitude that will actually help you. And so you've got to choose what areas for you to grow in. We've just had a computer turn on. the fun of recording is really fun. So I want you to think about, to pick one area of what's happening in your world as a business operator and ask yourself, what is it that I would help me actually grow So I can actually get a grip on myself and myself in business. And so is it a mental skill, a spiritual skill, a business skill, a finance skill, a sales skill? And I think sometimes what businesses, business owners don't remember, they're often the best salesperson.
Sure.
Yes, I find it over and over again because they are so passionate about it. So, you know, what can you do in that area? And I'm going to show you how to put some of that into your business and into your team. But this first area is about you. Because if you will grow, you lead the pack.
Yeah.
And you need to be in front, not in an arrogant way or an aggressive way, but to be in front to take the business and being strategic. And I often help businesses to do what I call my strategic hour.
Okay.
And this is where you take 1 hour per week with a journal, a physical journal, a pen or paper, a pen or pencil, a cup of tea, glass of water, or a coffee, but nothing else.
Right.
No electronic distractions, no people distractions, and go and find a place where you can simply think.
Okay.
And I discovered this by listening to a lady retiring in the education world, and that she was asked a question, what advice would you give to us? And so she said, communicate. Really important. Well, that's another story for another day. But she said strategic hour about you dealing with you and thinking. And the power of doing that is simply amazing and will actually help you develop you as a person. So I just want to ask you, what can you do in your world to grow? Because it really will help you get a grip. How's that?
It's not something that I guess people maybe go into business thinking about, but I understand when you talk about growth and when it's your business, people, you have to visualize it to achieve it. That's very true. And so when people come to you as a business coach, do they have to know what areas that they need the support with? You know, we talked about the finance and the marketing. They have to kind of know, you know, John.
They don't need to know that.
Okay.
Because that's my job.
Okay.
Is to help them diagnose where they're going.
Yeah.
Now, they do know it. What I do is help them clarify that, reflect it back, and they often say, yeah, that's what I need to work on. They'll tell me all their problems, but they haven't chosen to do anything about it.
Okay.
And so what I help them do is choose to take action steps, or what I call accountability. So I said to one of my guys today, I said, next time we meet, you need to be working on what's happening in your sales stream. It's really important. So he's got to tell me what's happening in his sales stream.
Okay.
That's what he's got to tell me.
Yep, he's got to go away and
come
up with an answer for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And show me what he's doing and discover what he's being distracted by. So we're going to lift him into his role and release him from stuff he shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
And the other area of growth that I do just in finishing in that area is I ask this question, what are you reading?
Oh, wow. Because there's so many amazing
literatures,
articles, books out there.
That's right.
Give us a recommendation, John.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. a great question. Here's a very easy book to read. If you read any of Ken Blanchard's books,
okay,
the 1 Minute Manager series.
Right.
Any of those. But the one I find comes up often is The 1 Minute Manager Manages the Monkey.
Wow.
Because oftentimes people come into your room and want to hand you their monkeys.
Ah.
And so it happens all the time. So if you want one book and they're 1 minute managers, they're thin, easy to read, and got great insights.
Awesome.
Any Ken Blanchard stuff.
Thank you.
Really cool. So the second topic I want to touch on is returns. And this is about what are you giving away?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Giving away in business,
yes.
John.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So let me illustrate it this way. And this happened just before I came into this meeting to do this recording today. Was one of my clients rang me up and said, John, I want to do this. Am I doing the right thing? So he's not going to work as he normally does. He's going to stay at home and he's going to see how his staff actually operates without him being in the room.
Okay.
So he's giving away responsibility normally would sit in him, and he would take it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would take all the monkeys. He's one of those. Okay. So we're trying to help him give the monkeys away.
Okay.
And it's great. So he's doing it deliberately, because in 2 weeks' time, he's going away for 3 weeks. But he's not away, but he is away.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's testing himself. And he's testing his team,
yes.
But he's only a phone call away, yes. And he's going to go in the afternoons.
Okay.
And it's really cool about giving away responsibility, because here is the wonderful thing about doing that, is that you actually create the dynamic of equity ownership for your staff, that they feel like they really have something to contribute, they're valued for that, appreciated, and they are actually helping grow the business. And they get ownership and engaged, and they love the fact that you're trusting them.
Absolutely.
And this, for business owners, is really important, because our staff will produce 2 to 3 times more than what we can do doing the same job.
Okay.
And we're only one person, and we try to do their jobs, and yet they are far more able to do it, because they're focused and they are deliberate.
Yes.
And that comes simply from benchmarking results. When you actually look at what your staff do from what you can deliver, it's often 2 to 3 times more effective by you actually doing that. So if you want profit, give it away.
Yeah, okay,
Watch what happens to your staff.
Really, because they're more focused on the task at hand, and they don't have all these different thoughts, all these different hats that they have to wear.
They have to simply be focused in their area.
On the one,
and they will excel if you actually trust them enough and train them enough. So it's not about delegated authority and no accountability. That is really important.
Okay.
But it's about trusting and training and training and trusting.
Yep.
And so if you spend time with them and you give them that time. And so if we use the illustration of the monkeys I used earlier, they come to you and say, I've got this problem, but I think I should do it this way, this way, or this way. You simply say to them, choose one.
Okay. Wow.
Go away and test it.
Okay.
See how it goes. Uh-huh. You're actually asking them to use their ability and trust their own judgments.
Yep.
And if they make a mistake, I talk about this principle, and I stole it from a preacher, about failing forward.
Okay.
So it's okay to fail, because all of us do.
Yes.
But failing forward says, I'm going to learn from this mistake. I'm going to get up again and keep moving.
Okay.
Because failing is part of life. You know, I think I failed recently with a potential client. I didn't follow them up soon enough.
Okay.
And I think I've lost it.
Okay.
I'm going to try to see if I can get it back. Mm-hmm. But, you know...
But you've,
it happens.
But you've learned, and then you'll take that forward.
I've learned that before. And, you know, I'm thinking, John, come on, you know this is what you should do.
Uh-huh.
But it happens to all of us.
Absolutely.
So your staff, you can give more responsibility, certainly with accountability, JDs, outcome statements, all of the KPIs, all of those things are sitting there.
Yes.
To your clients, give outstanding service to them. Now, outstanding service is not... It's not normal stuff. It's actually doing just a little bit more than what you might think is expected, or what they might think is expected.
Okay.
Do a little bit more. Do that 5 or 10% extra of giving service. So it's not necessarily mean just getting them to buy a product. It's what added value can you give away to your clients, because they want an experience with you. They don't just want a product.
No.
If they get an experience with you that's more than just a product or more than just whatever it is, the widget that it is you, they will value and appreciate that, because you've gone out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a gift voucher. It might be a thank you. It might be a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly complicated to figure out what it might be, and it's not expensive. We often go to expensive things. Yes. We've got to give them 2 nights at the Crown to make any difference. No, it's not. It's about kindness.
Uh-huh.
It's about being nice,
yeah.
creating a great environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be music. in the room that is soothing. It might be the way you create the atmosphere in your office, that when people come in, mm-hmm. and how you greet them and engage with mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. is really, really powerful. Being interested in people is really, really wonderful. Just to say, you know, how are the kids going?
Yes.
You know, oh, you remembered.
Yes.
I'm not a number.
Yes.
I'm not a dollar sign. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a person mm-hmm. you want to engage with. It's really, really wonderful. With your suppliers, the quality of relationship, you know, because they're doing their best, like you are doing mm-hmm. your best mm-hmm. in business. Mm-hmm. But if you look after them and mm-hmm. if you have agreements, and if it's a 7-day invoice, it's mm-hmm. a 7-day invoice. Or you do it in 6 days.
Sure.
You know, not waiting sure. the seventh yeah. day at the midnight on the seventh day, but just doing a little bit that says, I value what you do, or give them feedback on a product. It's, you know, I've recently been given a product and it's failed. It's great. Bring it back to me. I want to get my failures back to find out where the weakness is. Mm. He so valued that I didn't throw it out, mm-hmm. but I gave him the feedback because yeah. he wanted the product to work for me.
Of course.
And I wanted it to work, and it worked for most of the time. Uh-huh. But, you know, and I've given him the feedback and value that he can go back to his suppliers and say, hey, if we fix this and this, it actually will lift the quality of our product. Mm-hmm. And that's what suppliers want to know.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be kept in the dark.
No, no.
And oftentimes we don't speak up enough. Mm-hmm. We don't talk enough.
Sure, if it's a bit negative, we don't want to have to do that whole...
Because we think if we're being negative... that they're going to think I'm horrible, I'm a whinger, and uh-huh. but no, it's about failure. Failure is the lessons we learn from the most than successes.
It's true. It's hard, but it's true.
It's just true.
Tough lesson.
To your family, and particularly, this is aimed at men in particular. Because
okay.
men in particular in this space okay. tend to want to not. Not that they don't want to not do it, uh-huh. but they think if I work hard and earn enough money, mm-hmm. that will keep my family happy. No, it won't. So I encourage men, particularly, knock off at 4:30, go home, look after the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got younger kids, bath them and play with them and read mm-hmm. to them. Mm-hmm. And then once they're in bed, if you want to go back to work or work from your office, do that.
Yeah.
But don't work till 7:30 and then it's too late to do anything.
Sure.
Because we miss quality time and quantity time with our kids. And, you know, we still tell stories around the table of stuff, of times we have done with our kids. Creating memories is really powerful. Mm-hmm. They want your money. They do. They do want your money.
No doubt.
But they want you.
Yes.
To be present.
It's so true.
And you'll get incredible return from doing that. The third principle I want to talk about is investment. Mm-hmm. And this is investment in you. What are you doing in your investment? You know, oftentimes I'm dealing with clients that want to get investors
yes.
to create capital wealth mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. them to expand their business.
Yep.
Is a way to invest. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to invest in yourself?
Self-care.
Is really important. So, and self-care is really important because this is where you refill your soul. And sometimes when people talk about burnout, you've not refilled your soul.
Okay.
So I swim and I walk and I read. They really do me good. And also quiet time when mm-hmm. because I talk all week. Mm-hmm. You know, Monday morning to Friday afternoon, I am talking. So I give away a lot.
You do.
So I like quiet time. It refreshes me. And I find sometimes after a couple of hours, I'm home, then I'm ready to talk to my wife.
Yeah.
You know, because I've talked so much.
Sure.
So self-care is really important. And asking yourself, what renews your soul? Does a walk in the park renew mm-hmm. you? Mm-hmm. Does quiet time renew you? Does spending time with your wife and your family, what is it that renews you? Yes. Does physical exercise renew you?
Yeah.
There's lots of ways in which we do that. Mm-hmm. There's an assessment tool that I use that actually one of the diagnostics is interests.
Okay.
That's on there uh-huh. that we pull out. And I often show, this is where you will renew your soul, renew your person. Mm-hmm. What are you investing into your business? Because this is not about growth. This is about thinking, what would be good? Does my signs need to be repainted?
Okay.
Or my building? My floors need to be cleaned, polished, and what could I invest in my business that are little tweaks? It's my 1% principle.
Okay.
The little tweaks, the little foxes spoil the vine. So right. It's the 1% principles that actually are going to trip you up and cause you to fail.
Right.
And so what could you do in your business that would be one thing that you could do every week that could actually help your business? Thinking about that. And it's, again, I'm not asking you to spend money. I'm asking you to think about an attitude or a painting or a floor or a person or an aspect or just... Because I often will go to buildings and look at them and then go and ask them, why haven't you painted that, or what's wrong with that, or why are you doing that? Because people in business are often in it.
Sure.
And, the adage is, I can't see the wood for the trees.
It's so true.
So a coach comes in and we get to look from the outside and help that. You know, what are you investing in your emotions? Our emotions are really important and they can vary from time to time and season to season. Like it was last week, I woke up and I felt depressed. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing had happened, but this emotion came over me and I said, okay, I recognize that. I've still got a good day in front of me.
Yeah.
And I still worked through that day and I just began to think about, where does that emotion come from? I didn't come up with any overly insightful answers, but I recognized it. I was just feeling a bit overwhelmed, a bit depressed. And I thought, okay, I need to guard that and protect myself. And when I knocked off, I chilled,
Yeah. And that's important for business owners, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not superhuman. We're not superhuman. Mm. And like you say, but to recognize it.
That's right.
And to not let it taint.
Yes.
Your business or people you come in touch
absolutely.
With. And that's something that a bit of coaching can do.
I did this with my client. I increased my price. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He agreed.
Sounds good.
The moment he agreed, he got an email about a client he was losing. It was funny.
Wow.
So he was struggling. He said, yeah, I can see what you've done for me, John. Yes, I agree.
Uh-huh.
And then this email popped on his phone. And so what we did was, and of course he went from, oh, I'm challenged and I'm even more challenged.
Yes.
We don't like losing customers. No. So then we wrestled through what this customer was actually saying and we came up with a strategy and he has a possibility to actually keep that client and actually offer him a better service, because the client was saying, I need this, this and this. And he's saying he doesn't need that, that and that. Well, if I do this, this and this.
Mm.
And so he hasn't lost him yet. And I'm hoping he can save him. But, they're the realities that happen. I hit him up for some more money. He got hit by a client. Emotions. And I could see him feeling it.
Yeah.
So I just worked it through with him.
Yeah.
What are you investing in your future is really important. Mm-hmm. We often look at what's happening today or maybe tomorrow.
Yes. Very true.
But, I often will work on sometimes a 30, 60, 90 day cycle.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll work on a 1 and 2 year cycle.
Okay.
But sometimes I'll challenge people, depends on the context, to 3 to 5 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I've got one client doing that, imagining where they're going to be in 5 years' time. So it depends on what's going on and what's going to be happening for them into their future.
Yeah.
And imagining. Because this is the power of this, is vision.
Yeah.
Is amazing. We are amazingly creative people and we have amazing potential to fulfill that. It's inside of us and all we're doing is letting it loose.
Yeah.
So cool.
Just by reflecting and bringing it to the surface.
The fourth principle I want to talk about is people.
Yes.
They're all around us. we can't escape from them. And I want to say to business people today, it is all about people.
Yeah.
It's all about your wife and your children. It's all about your executive team, your staff, your employees, whatever and however large it is. It's all about them. And here's the question. How well do you look after them? How well are you doing that?
Yeah.
And so we avoid this because people can be problems.
Yes.
And so we have that going on in our brain.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem child, too hard, too difficult. I don't know what to do. And I have this come up all the time.
Okay.
And so I have what I call crucial conversations. So it's an actual book but it's a principle that we need to have. So with problem people, we need to have crucial conversations. But with all the people, we need to do this. Build relationships.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like in my early days of business, people used to say, you know, it's not what you know, it is who you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. it helps what you know.
Yeah.
But it really is about who you know, and it's about building relationships. Mm-hmm. So I love taking meetings for building a relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them will land in opportunities for me. Mm-hmm. Some of them are just simply relationships mm-hmm. that I have. Some of them are friends, some mm-hmm. of them are acquaintances, mm-hmm. some of them are business colleagues, just for having business colleagues in my world.
Okay.
And just building relationships for the fun yeah. of the interesting people that they are mm-hmm. and the stories that they can tell. So for business people, I want you to focus on your family, and I want you to focus on your staff,
okay,
and your clients mm-hmm. and your suppliers. They are your really important people in and around your world. Build relationships with them. Give time to them, and watch what happens when you give that. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is ask an open question.
Okay.
How are you? You know, like the Are You Okay Day
yes.
is an open question. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. How are you going? Mm-hmm. What's happening in your family? Have you had a holiday recently?
Yes.
Things like that about being interested in people.
Yep.
And it can take just a few minutes. And watch what happens. People want to tell you mm-hmm. their life because nobody listens.
Okay.
Nobody listens. What is if we will be in our businesses, take a little time uh-huh. just to listen.
Okay.
The value that we can learn from that is amazing because people are amazingly interesting. I was overhearing, I went to do the thing for the millionaire show, you know, the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
I went for that.
Yes.
So my daughter encouraged me, which was really cool. But I was listening to this one lady because you all had to tell stories. And she said, well, I'm an ex-national hockey player and I climb mountains. I guess, what a fascinating story. I said, oh, bummer. She'll probably get in. You know, what a great, who would yeah. not want to hear that story?
Yeah.
I wanted to lean in and know more about that story, why she's doing that. I'm thinking, wow, people are so interesting.
Yeah.
And they've got so many amazing things and stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And things that we can learn just by being in and around people and giving them some of our time.
Without necessarily expecting anything in return.
No,
it's just a connection.
Because we've done the return. Yes. We know how to give away, so we will see return.
Yes.
This is just about focusing on people and being willing to be interested in them, looking out for them.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I found out that today one of my clients is going to a funeral. I didn't know that till I caught that third hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ring them this afternoon and ask them how that went.
Oh.
I didn't pay it close enough attention,
mm-hmm.
but I picked it up. So I'll just give them a call. How well are you? Because yeah. funerals are sad.
Yes, they are.
You know, they're just sad.
They are.
So it's looking out for them. And they're really important. They're doing a great job. They're mm-hmm. working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it hurts when you lose somebody who's close to you. So how do you do that? How are you listening? How are you looking after them? How are you developing people around
your
you?
Staff,
yes, just, you know, what,
your family.
What's in their world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody might be a sports coach. Maybe you could invest in them to help them get their further training, you know, in levels. Because I did that. It was fun. I'm an athletics coach and a football coach. It was great fun to go and learn those things and help young people.
Mm-hmm.
Really great fun. So there might be somebody like that in your world and they don't know what to do next, yet they really love this. And you might say, hey, what happens if we partner up in this and you pay half, I pay half, so you can get your accreditation? Would that be, if I got that, I'd feel so much more confident mm. about helping these young people because I love being in and around them.
Mm.
So it's that kind of, what could you do development? Because you ain't going to get necessarily anything back from that as far as bottom line profit.
Sure.
But you will get a better person, a better skilled person, somebody that you've invested in mm-hmm. and cared for and mm-hmm. taken a little bit of time to be interested in where they're at in their world, they'll just love that and they'll think, wow, this is a guy worth, or a lady, because we've got a lot of wonderful ladies in business. And I've got to be careful because I'm a bloke and I tend to think in bloke language. You know, and amazing ladies who do amazing things, and I want to be around this person.
Yeah.
I want to be around this business because they really are interested in people and they're interested in me. And but here's one of the challenges: when you're interested in people, you will have problems. And you have a red flag waving in front of you. Don't wait.
Okay.
Don't wait. It's so waving.
Anticipate.
It's telling you something.
Okay.
Act on it.
Okay.
And if you don't have the skills, you know, there is resources that you can have. Or, you know, that's why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. I love this space of helping business owners understand these principles to help them get to where they need to get to and put tools and resources in their hands that actually can, oh, I can do that. Oh, great. Mm. Takes the fear away of those areas that oftentimes that can be quite debilitating.
Absolutely. And I think there's that famous saying that holds true, and it's the reason, you know, that it is a saying, is that people don't always remember what you do, but they remember how you made them feel.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
It's great.
Well, thank you very much, John Hardy of Peak Consultancy, for taking us through GRIP.
Yes.
Our growth, returns, investment and people.
Yes. My pleasure. It's been a delight to be able to share this with you and share with our listeners. It's fantastic.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts. 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.